This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Officials in eastern Congo say a volcanic eruption 2 days ago has now killed at least 32 people, and residents are still searching for missing loved ones amid destroyed homes on the outskirts of the eastern city of Goma. Survivors say the volcano known as Mount Nyiragongo gave little warning before it turned the dark sky red on Saturday night and then spewed torrents of lava into surrounding villages. Officials say the eruption destroyed more than 500 homes. The head of civil protection for North Kivu province, Joseph Makundi, said while more than a dozen people were killed in car accidents, while trying to escape, others died when lava hit their homes or after inhaling smoke or toxic gas. The toll on Monday increased from 22 to 32. Makundi has warned it is likely to continue to rise. An Italian prosecutor said Monday that an investigation into the cable car accident that left 14 people dead in Italy's Piedmont region on Sunday will focus on why a cable broke and the emergency brakes did not work. 14 people, including two children under the age of 10, were killed when the cable car that travels between the resort town of Stresa to the top of Motorone Mountain in Italy's Piedmont crashed to the ground on Sunday. A 2-year-old child died instantly and a 9-year-old died in the hospital. A third child, who was aged 5, was seriously injured but conscious and speaking. He's being treated at a children's hospital in Turin. Authorities have died that lone survivor of the crash as an Israeli boy who had been living in Italy. His parents, younger brother, and 2 great-grandparents were among the victims, according to the Israeli Foreign Ministry. More on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization chief opened the agency's annual World Health Assembly in Geneva on Monday by paying tribute to the 115,000 healthcare workers around the world who lost their lives fighting the COVID-19 pandemic. In his comments to the WHO's decision-making body, Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the world's health and care workers have stood in the breach between life and death for nearly 18 months. Tedros said he was pleased that numbers of new cases and deaths have fallen for 3 straight weeks, but he also cautioned that the world remains in a very dangerous situation, and he repeated his critique of the world's wealthiest nations for what he called a scandalous inequity in the delivery of COVID-19 vaccines. He noted that more than 75% of all vaccine doses have been administered in just 10 countries, and he said that situation helps to perpetuate the pandemic. Earlier, Taiwan criticized what it called the indifference of the WHO to the health rights of the island's people. Taiwan was not invited to the World Health Assembly because it says the WHO has given in to pressure from China. Taiwan is excluded from most international organizations like the WHO because of objections from China, which considers the self-governing island to be part of its territory and not an independent country. U.S. President Joe Biden called Egypt's President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi on Monday, and they discussed strengthening the Gaza ceasefire, urgent humanitarian aid to the Strip, and international efforts to rebuild it. This all according to the Egyptian presidency. The two leaders also discussed ways to revive the peace process between Israelis and Palestinians after the latest wave of violence between the two sides, that also from the Egyptian presidency. Egypt brokered the ceasefire, which is now in its 4th day after 11 days of hostilities back and forth. Cairo will be a stop during the visit of U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken to the region. He is traveling there today. Turkey and Poland have signed a deal for the sale of Turkish-made combat drones. The agreement was signed Monday during Polish President Andrzej Duda's 3-day visit to Turkey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the deal makes Poland the first NATO and European Union member country to purchase Turkey's Bayraktar TB2 unmanned aerial vehicles. Turkey state-run news agency reported that Poland is set to receive 24 armed drones, ground control stations, and data terminals. The first is expected to be delivered next year. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.